I don't know if it was that encouraging. It wasn't. No, we're not going back there.
You caught a rock.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Absolutely.
In your truck?
It was at the back of the truck, back of the trailer.
I happened to be passing by.
It blocked us in.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Chad.
This is just the regular monthly County Fire Wardens report. So budget, as you're aware, we're working through the budget process, still working with maintenance to get a couple of things fixed up around the fire stations, and then submitted our budget request to the county clerk's office and working through that process. Emergency incidents, again, this is a month behind, so right now you're looking at the entire month of May. This doesn't include June, but I was just speaking with Commissioner Noble, and we just had a fire in Big Piney here a couple days ago, and we ended up doing very well, and in my opinion, it was a trailer house fire, and the guys, we had a tremendous response from the volunteers, and good safe operations down there. We recently, kind of a side note on it, I guess I'm diverging from the presentation a little bit, but it's worth discussing. A couple of weeks ago, we did a rural water supply training, and brought in an outside instructor and talked at length about the importance of putting drop tanks of water on the ground and doing turnarounds with shuttles using our tenders. Any time that you're away from a hydrogen area, that's the way that you supply sufficient water. And as a result of that training, we were able to apply that 2 weeks later on a working structure fire. And the feedback that I got from the folks that were down there is that they never once ran out of water. They had more water than they ever needed. And that's the first time I've heard that feedback since I've been here. So I think, it's things that...
Lack of water is usually an issue.
Exactly. So I was very pleased to hear that. And that was good. Probably one of the most important pieces of feedback that I was looking for is the training being implemented, and are we doing well when we were faced with these kind of problems? And the feedback they gave me was that, yeah, absolutely. And so I'm pleased with that. Anyhow, so this is a month behind, so it doesn't reflect that structure fire. It's just giving it more of an FYI. There was one fire investigation in May. It was for a grass fire. It turned out to be a transformer that was sparking and dropped some sparks on the ground and started a small grass fire. It wasn't much, though. Public education, right now we've got that position staffed up again, like I mentioned before, and those guys are doing great work so far. As far as the prevention side of thing, they're every time they get an opportunity to get in front of an audience, they're talking about the importance of fire safety, and they've got the men's expo coming up. We did the catfish fry. The Sparky Fire Dog was a huge success and got in front of all
the
kids.
So is it a secret as to who is inside Sparky?
Yeah, it is a secret.
It's not you.
It wasn't Andy.
I guarantee it wasn't me. Okay.
In all honesty, we try to rotate the guys through because it's a really hot suit.
Oh, so. Yeah.
I'll vouch for that.
Yeah.
Oh, Sparky.
I was Clifford once.
Oh, really? Yeah. So we're several guys do that, and they rotated through. But they did a good job, and I was pleased with that.
Remember Clifford?
I do. Oh, yes, I remember well.
Yeah.
Heat stroke in there.
Yep.
FireWise program is going really well. I'm very, very pleased to have a FireWise coordinator that's focusing on the wildland fire prevention efforts. He's this is a month behind, but just recently he was able to meet with the Barger Homeowners Association and talk to them about water supply improvement. And then he went up to the Holbeck Ranches Homeowners Association, their service improvement district, and met with them and talked about FireWise planning and mitigation, defensible space, and trying to work with them to make some long-range planning to help improve forest health up there. And that'll tie right in with the collaborative efforts.
Are those folks back now?
They are, yeah.
Attend a collaborative meeting tomorrow, I think, is our next one.
So. I didn't confirm if they were going to be here tomorrow, but the meeting that he went to last weekend was their preparation meeting for the formal vote, which will be on July 15th. So that'll be the one that's really, really well attended for the majority of the homeowners in that subdivision.
That's July 15th?
Yes. I want to say 3:00.
That's a homeowners meeting.
Yeah, that's the...
It's a service improvement district.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that will be in Bondurant.
Yes.
And I guess my question is do you feel that there needs to be a presence of one of us or two of us there just in support of you guys in some of the ideas that you're putting forth through the collaborative, or does it matter?
Absolutely. I think that you know, the more work we can show that we're working together with you know, governmental agencies and non-governmental organizations, as well as the, you know, the grassroots mm-hmm. effort from the homeowners, I think it really shows that partnership's working well, and we're all working together to accomplish common goals. So I think it would be worthwhile to have some participation.
Could you email me that?
Absolutely.
Please.
Yeah, I will do that.
Copy me on that too, sure. Chad. See what's going on there.
Will you be voting in that?
No, just a homeowner.
No, I'm speaking to the doctor here. Would you be voting? Would you be one vote in that homeowners association?
Yes. Vote by proxy?
Vote by. Well, no, I think you should be there as a homeowner. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, I will do that.
Thank you.
Well, you got stuck on that one, didn't you?
He didn't answer, did he? He's just looking at me.
He saw it coming. I saw him going through his calendar.
You're not the chairman.
Well, no, I'm not.
We can talk, Max.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
I feel better.
So the FireWise program is going very, very well. I'm pleased with the progress we've made there. And also the smoke detector program is getting back and kicked off again. There for a while we were you know, lacking in you know, the importance of that. And I really wanted to put, you know, refocus our efforts and make sure to really push the smoke detector program.
Who's doing that now?
So now we've got that broke up into two guys, and depending on their availability, one of the two of them will do it. But Landon Call is one of the guys that's doing that, and Matt Hansen is the other guy mm-hmm. that's doing that. And just last week, Matt Hansen went to the food basket, and when they did their distribution, he had a table set up, and he met with all the folks that were at the food basket and tried to work with them and have them sign up if they were interested in getting smoke detectors. And he got 10 folks that were signed up that were interested in getting smoke Good. Detectors installed. So, awesome. Yeah, exactly. That's the kind of success that we're looking for. And then another 2 weeks ago, he did a smoke detector install for an elderly gentleman that was an old Army vet, actually, and just needed some help putting them in. And, you know, he said, "Yep, I know I need them. Can you give me a hand?" And we were happy to go help him out and get some smoke detectors installed for him. So, again, another great success, and pleased with the progress that program's done. Training, again, our training program is just, you know, that's one of my highest priorities, is trying to push the training on the firefighters and make sure that they have every training opportunity available that they could ever ask for. One of the big things we got going on right now is an apparatus driver operator course. That's a specialized course. I mean, it follows national standards and guidelines, but we've actually got 24 of our firefighters that are going through it, and it's a very, very complex and detailed course. There's a component of that is to obtain your Class B driver's license. There's also a defensive driving system in there, and there's a lot about how to drive the apparatus safe. But then more than that, there's also a lot of information about how to pump the apparatus and what the friction loss equations are, and how to produce an effective fire stream that's you know, going to be capable of overcoming the flame. There's also a lot of information in there about pumping or setting up and maintaining the aerial apparatus, the ladder truck that we have. And so there's a lot of guys that are going through that and refreshing their skill sets on using that ladder truck. So I'm real pleased with that. And 24 guys from across the entire county that are doing that, that all of them are going to be, you know, capable on that ladder truck too. So that's a big, big benefit for the organization.
That's a big improvement.
Yeah. So guys are doing really, really well. Two new firefighter twos that were just certified, 38 that went to that rural water supply class, and then the recruit academy is actually just coming to a completion right here, and we've got our graduation scheduled for July 17th, and that's been six arduous months of significant amount of work of our new recruits that have successfully completed that, and to my knowledge, there's 17 students that are going to graduate. I'm not 100% on that, but it'd be pretty close to that number.
Make sure you let us know when that. What time that graduation is and where.
Okay, we will definitely do that.
Is it in the evening usually? Or?
Yeah, it'll be, I don't know, 5 or 6 o'clock, maybe 7 o'clock in the evening, like kind of Monday night, if I recall.
That's the same night you guys have your budget hearing at 8 o'clock.
Well, how fortuitous.
Isn't that lucky?
You can attend graduation.
That answers that question.
Yeah, well, if you make it at 7, we could hit a little bit of it.
Anyway.
Do it at 6.
carry?
Training facility usage is you know, continuing to be used down there, and that's one of the things that maintenance has worked with me on, is they keep, every month we're surprised that, well, not every month, but frequently we're surprised that we got to pump out the septic system down there, and I said, well, it's probably a reflection of the fact that we're using that place so much, so I think that's a good thing, and the good thing was, you know, we're making the biggest bang for our buck down there and making the most value and benefit that we can for the use of that facility.
Have they started that? Gas training facility.
I got word yesterday that Todd had called me and said that he'd sent a guy up there to meet with the folks that are doing the installations, and I hadn't heard anything more though, but that was yesterday afternoon. So I was going to follow up today actually and see how that's going for him, but I think this week they're doing the gas lines, yes. Health and safety is going very, very well. Our health and safety officer, he identified, we used to train on top of the training facility about 35 foot in the air, and we were doing pitched roof ventilation, so teaching our firefighters how to ventilate out of a pitched roof. And the health and safety officer said, well, there's probably a way to do that down on the ground. And so we were able to obtain some equipment, as actually some donations, and build a prop on the ground. And he's been working on making a pitched roof where it's not 35 foot in the air.
Good idea.
So he's working on that, and he's you know, maintaining our AED equipment, and getting ready for the live fire training and some of the significant training we've got going on this summer, and making sure he's safe and all that. And cooperative services meetings, again, that's probably the biggest part of my job, I would think, is trying to attend meetings and make sure that we're working on those partnerships with everybody, and every time we get a chance, we try to make sure to produce a good participation in every event we can. You'll notice in the volunteer hours, there's 400 hours in May that were volunteered, and that's a reflection of the Big Piney Catfish Fry. And so there's a lot of firefighters that spent several days in preparation for that, and then the day of, and we had firefighters from all over the entire county that were down there participating in that. So there's my report. I'll stand for any questions if anybody has any.
I have one. Yesterday, we came back from Findell, and there were two control burns up the Horse Creek Road. When they get ready to do that, do they inform you that this is what they're doing, so you guys are, I don't know, on standby, or you're just aware that somebody's going to be burning sagebrush or in the quake and aspen?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of two things is going to happen. I'm definitely always on notification. They make significant efforts to call me and email me and text me actually. And on this particular burn, I've probably had two or three text messages a day from the folks that are managing that burn and telling me how it's progressing. Okay. And what their expectations are. But in addition to that, you know, recently the U.S. Forest Service just did a different prescribed burn up in the Sylvan Bay area. Mm-hmm. And not only did they notify us, but they actually asked us to participate and provided a training opportunity for our volunteer firefighters. And they actually paid for the time of the truck and for the time of the volunteer firefighters while they're on that prescribed burn. So it was a great win-win situation where we're able to integrate with them and work together well with them and kind of test our equipment and provide that training, but also be aware and kind of attached at the hip. And so that's part of the cooperative services meetings that we do, is making sure to engage with our federal partners and work well with them and communicate well with them.
Good.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shad.
Thank you very much.
Any questions for Shad?
Good job, Shad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep up the good work, buddy.
Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it.
Sheriff Leary, you came in just the right time. Let's get you in.
I'm only real short, so I'll just get it after.
Thanks. That was good timing, wasn't it?
You bet.
Yes, sir. Well, we got the prevention summit off to a good start. So
did any more people show up?
They did. Yep, a few more started.
I was a little worried for her.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be fantastic. So hopefully tonight it's going to be good community turnout with Ben Court. We kind of invited parents, students, to kind of get a feel for where marijuana is in the 21st century. So hopefully very, very beneficial. So that starts at 6:30. So the legislators, Representative Marty Halverson, and then Summers, and I can't remember the other.
Senator Dockstader and Baldwin.
That's right. Yeah. Are going to be there 5:30 to 6:30 to go over some of the legislative on opiate abuse, marijuana, and so forth. So, yeah, some tough topics.
Yeah.
For sure. Sheriff's Office, we have helicopter is finished. All the pilots got the proficiency testing done, completed. Everybody was good, and we've already had our first mission over the weekend.
Yeah, I thought I saw the helicopter go over.
Yeah, so we assisted Dubois, 25-year-old male, who fell and broke his ankle. They used the short-haul team to get him down to a better safe so the medical helicopter could come in and get him to the hospital. So,
good.
Yeah. Yeah, and then an older gentleman who got lost hunting morel mushrooms up in the Granite Creek area. And they didn't actually deploy any search and rescue, but a deputy was able to find him, get him back to safety. So he was relieved to see someone.
So activities are starting.
They are. Yeah, well, we already mentioned this morning, traffic's picking up on Pine Street. Tourists are coming through. You know, summer kicks off tomorrow officially. So, yeah.
Busy time. Feller up Granite Creek, did he partake of some of the wrong mushrooms?
No.
Wandering around out there?
He didn't. He just got lost. He actually started off, it's not Scab, but now what's the
Shoal Creek.
Started on Shoal Creek. Actually went over the top and dropped into Granite and didn't realize it. So, and that's, going down's okay. Coming back up is,
it's a good deal.
Yeah, quite a task. So,
cool.
Yeah. So other than that, everything else is going good. We just, yesterday we brought the remainder of the five vehicles from WAC in Colorado.
Okay.
So all the vehicles we purchased are here in Sublette County.
Okay. So. And the ones you were getting rid of are gone?
They are gone, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. Good. Any other questions for the sheriff?
Well, that's vehicles from a year ago, right?
This year's budget still.
You'll have another round with this next budget coming up, right?
Yes, okay. But not as many. So.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I missed that part. I was going
That's right. Yeah, so now that pretty, I think that catches us up from the last few years. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, any further comments, questions for Sheriff Lear? All right, brief as usual.
Well, thank
love
you guys.
Thank you, Sheriff.
See you.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll wait 10 minutes and have our liquor license transfer.
So I have a question.
Go ahead. So
he says that he has five vehicles that were replaced by new vehicles, and they're gone. Where did they go?
We traded them.
So these
were traded.
These
in
got
on the other one.
Traded.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They actually gave us a decent trade. So.
But sometimes we keep them because we're not getting any money, and then they go, whether it be maintenance or
we distribute them around.
Very good.
Yeah.
And in some cases, we've given them to other counties.
Given them like to Niobrara County.
Yeah.
Okay.
Similar to what Campbell County did at the WCCA meeting.
Sure.
What did they do?
They gave a patrol car to.
I think
Niobrara County was going to get.
They had two parked in the parking lot. They said, "Here's the keys.
Here's the keys. Who wants to go out?"
That was the door
driving?
Price.
Oh wow!
I think Richard.
Did all the hands go?
No,
but,
they didn't.
I think Richard was. He was actually driving one to that meeting that had been came from Campbell County, and he was going to get the keys, and he thought it would work for him.
Sure.
He was going to try.
Nice.
It's good of them to do those kind of things.
We had two go to Powell one year.
Yeah.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but if you can't help your neighbors, why are we in this business? All right. Well, we'll just stall. We have to wait for 10:30 to come because that's what we advertised for this liquor license transfer.
And this is a transfer on ownership.
It's from a previous manager to some new managers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well.
Right? Is that the way that's supposed to be?
It's kind of not that.
That's not how it is? Tell me.
It's not real. So this one's different.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the liquor license that's at the golf course.
Right.
And the golf course liquor license is a club license. There's what they have, a limited retail license.
Okay, so they're going to a liquor license.
No.
No, it's going to be the same?
It's the same. we're changing who's holding the license.
The name on the license.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. It'll still be a limited retail license.
It'll be a beer license.
No.
It's not. It's actually liquor.
It's liquor.
Okay.
But the way it operates, though, is it's not, it's a bar. It's not package sales. It's not, a catering permit.
And that's what it has been.
Yeah. Okay. No.
So it's not changing.
No.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Let me start at the very beginning.
I thought I got it. Now I don't.
So who's it changing to, from who to who?
Okay, so the license that's been at the golf course is a club license. And to be a club license, you have to have 50 members of your club. And specifically, the law allows golf clubs. They also allow fraternal organizations to have limited retail licenses. So that's the Moose, the Elks, the VFW, those guys. Okay, we don't have any of those guys that we issue.
Right.
So the golf club license has been held by the Pinedale Golf Club since forever. Rick Samulski was the guy that brought the original petition like 30 years ago, when they decided that they had a clubhouse and they could house a liquor license. So the liquor division has been on fire for a while over the fact that there's this couple of three guys that are the golf club that have renewed the license and stuff. They do have a golf club. They do have 50 members, because you buy your membership at the golf club. Mm-hmm. But the license is held by
three
people. They came back to us and said, look, the county owns the golf course. The county owns the clubhouse. The county is leasing out the operation of the bar and the building. The county needs to hold the license instead of these three guys that are the golf club. So that's the process that we've gone through. We've advertised to go from the golf club to the Sublette County Golf Committee. So that way, we hold a license, and we aren't transferring the license every year that we lease it, for one thing. But then we're operating and making the liquor division happy. They have been unhappy about the fact that we've got three guys operating this license. Mm-hmm.
So if I go to my 50th class reunion, I can say that one of the last things that I did before I came to the reunion was vote to give myself control of a liquor license.
The golf committee.
You're on the golf committee, are you?
Well, no, I'm not. I just, they'll like that.
The thing that's interesting about this is because the liquor division's been kind of on us to get this straightened out for a while. And I've talked to the county attorney's office. We've talked several times where we're just like, you know what? The commissioners are the licensing authority. You guys issue the licenses. And it's not really cool to be issuing yourself a license. And that's what they've encouraged, you know? And it's like, who should be holding this license? And, you know, so then, and then now seeing the new application that the liquor division came out with, that political subdivisions can hold licenses, but the people that are directly operating the golf course out there is the golf committee.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you guys.
Right.
And they're dealing directly with whoever they've leased the operation to, and they can manage that as part of their operation. So it makes sense that it be that, but it's kind of like, geez. And the example that I was given is that in Casper, Hogadon, the ski area, is owned by the city of Casper. And every year that they change whoever's running the hut and pouring the beers up on the hill, they're changing the license all the time. And nobody likes that, you know. So it's like, let's put it in some place where we don't have to transfer the license, and then we just lease the operation. As opposed to, we're not leasing the building, or, you know, not the building, just the operation.
So we appoint that committee.
Right.
Yep. And we're giving them a license. Does that mean we can go out there and get a free drink?
If you remember the golf club.
I think we ought to try it, man. See what they say.
Remember the golf club.
Make your own club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in too many of those.
Spanky's He-Man.
I'm in way too many of those. But we do have, if I'm not mistaken, several appointments on several committees that will be done in July.
Yes. We're advertising right now for appointments to boards, and we'll do that on the first meeting in July.
It's like,
I will not be here at that
meeting. Slots
all
together?
Okay.
What's that?
July 3rd.
July 3rd. I will not be
here. Slots to be appointed if you add all them up.
Well, that could be.
I think. I saw it in the paper.
Yeah.
But if I needed to be by teleconference, I could.
Okay. You know, I think Commissioner Burnett will speak for you just fine.
Ooh.
Yeah, I can do that.
We'll see.
Give me a stay if I can do that too.
and we'll ask them to quote you.
Yeah.
Max says.
Max
said. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh yeah. And it really isn't even Max said. It's what's his name?
Mary, it's 10:30, so let's go ahead and have the hearing.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have advertised. For 2 weeks, which is what's required. The application form has been submitted to my office, and we have accompanied all that stuff to the liquor division. We haven't had it. The way the liquor division works, just so you know, they have 10 days to review any applications. If they see any deficiencies, they contact us. If we don't hear from them, then there aren't any. They don't tell us that everything's good. They just tell us if it's bad.
Okay.
So we haven't heard anything. We have, this operation is leased to an operator. So, and the lease is between the county and the operator. Everything's in order. Fees are paid. You have no public here to comment. I haven't received any comments in relation to the advertisement in the newspaper. So.
Okay, excellent. So we will need a motion to accept the Rendezvous Meadows Liquors license transfer.
So move. Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the Rendezvous Meadows Liquor license transfer. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Okay.
Very nice. Okay. Now we'll wait for Billy Hamby, the new VSO.
Yes. She's 11 o'clock, right?
Yep, 11 o'clock.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
Just a comment on VSO in general. Since I became a commissioner, I've been informally the contact for the veterans because I was the only veteran on the commission.
Okay.
And I would like to ask Mac if he would be willing to step into that role. It doesn't take much time. I go up a couple times a year and meet with this position.
Sure.
Say, how's it going, you know, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. And then there'll be some feedback with the Rock Springs, with the group that
sure.
we're a part of with Sweetwater County and Lincoln County. It doesn't take much time, and it's kind of fun, really.
Not a problem.
For all the time I'm gone in the next year or so,
sure.
I thought it's best if I had somebody to kind of do that.
Cool.
I can do it.
Consider yourself appointed.
So, Mr. Chairman, in your stack of bills today, there was a voucher in there for Sweetwater County, and that is, we get billed about twice a year from them for our portion of that budget. Because they make a budget, we support a percentage of the program based on how many veterans we're serving. And so just as an FYI, that's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And we pay that
one half.
Day. Yeah.
That was half of it.
Half of our budgeted amount.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
And that should. I haven't got the number from them yet for what it will be, what they've proposed for this next year, but it should be less with a new employee.
Okay.
Do you think Gary will show up with Billy?
No.
So when you met with the people about the rocks,
okay,
how close are we to finding a solution to selling the rocks, giving the rocks away, whatever?
I think Butch and Mike Jackson are working on that as we speak. Hopefully when they get here they can report to
okay.
If they get here.
I just talked to them.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay, you've been in a position to buy a rock.
Mm-hmm.
So a rock that's the size of this table, right, this table right here, what's that rock worth? To somebody that wants to decorate their yard.
It is, it's all over the place. Because rocks aren't available one day, more than likely, hardly ever. But there's a local guy that started selling them.
Email from that Daniels Fund.
Oh yeah.
And due to supply and demand,
what is that
he's getting
about?
And it was ordered.
Right.
And what is that?
Part of it?
And so what's a rock?
Is it a, would
what's
it be a courtesy
that's
to allow him to come to our meeting and give a spiel?
Yeah, but what they want, it's her. And what she wants to do is she wants to do with you at her convenience.
Yeah, on the 26th.
Right.
She's going to pick the date and time.
Just tell her we don't have anybody here on Monday. Say, sorry, we're interested, but
I don't even know that I want to say we're interested.
Yeah.
I don't know what we are.
Well, they provide funding in a number of areas in Wyoming.
Okay.
They have a scholarship program. They give scholarships to the kids. They have some other stuff that they fund.
Yeah, we had one this year. Or probably
see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm still.
I mean, they do
that,
some stuff, but we haven't.
Oh,
really,
but if it ever came to that,
we haven't benefited much from that.
I would, you know,
kind of short notice when you got less than a week to,
in my opinion,
get together,
open up that market a little bit. So it's
well, usually those guys contact us and say, "Geez, when could we come?" As opposed to saying, you know, we're going to be there at 2:30 on
right. This
Monday.
We want to have
but
coffee.
There's so many rich
know.
Guys that want.
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, and we've hauled in Clifton, so is Prince.
Yeah.
So the rock thing. Hopefully this helps that situation.
And the other thing too. Is
now just replied.
I haven't seen any of
her real quick.
We need to get to her. Because I found another herd of buffalo, but I wasn't. Well, we went up to the head of the whole.
Oh, Rickett.
Yeah, I guess that's who it is.
He's
got white ones.
Yeah, he's got the white buffalo.
Boy.
He owns the Chicago Cubs, I think. Isn't that it?
Mm-hmm.
Ricketsville?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
Ricketts
white
up
buffalo.
There.
Oh, Joe?
Yeah.
Have you ever met him? He's a good feller.
No, I haven't.
He really is. He's a neat guy. Neatest feller.
crane in, rent two giant loaders and a track and a truck, and they hauled it to Idaho Falls. It was it was 10 or 12 foot diameter, big round rock. They hauled it to Idaho Falls, drilled it out, made a jacuzzi out of it, and then hauled it back to Jackson. And that was last summer.
Way too much money.
Yeah, to have a jacuzzi made out of a rock. I didn't see the end product, but I saw it was quite the ordeal getting it.
Where'd the rock come from in the first place?
Burley.
Oh.
You remember Bucky Buckenroth? Have you ever heard of that name?
Mm-hmm.
Him and Burley are selling rocks in Jackson.
Just sent you a copy of that report that Susan Barney did to the healthcare district. I just got it. It's really interesting, the problem. Somebody over $1,000 in our taxpayers' money to tell them that.
Did you catch that little trivia this morning that the healthcare district paid for all the food?
Yeah. Yeah, I just.
Where's the thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was nice.
Paid for all the food at what?
All the sack lunches or whatever was, and the snacks.
Well, they paid
at
for
the
breakfast thing. Yeah, counting and stuff.
At the what?
Did they get ours too?
No, but I told Amanda you'd be by to see her.
Huh. You bought the breakfast at the prevention thing.
Is that something?
Interesting. I wouldn't have done that.
They're still giving free physical.
It is off in the messenger.
Yeah.
It
drives me crazy.
You paid $1,000 for what? Yeah. I would have written a free editorial on it.
Yeah.
Come to the same conclusion.
That was a shocking discovery, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they paid money to come to that conclusion.
What you call keen eye for the obvious.
Well, now they're talking about phase two of that, right? Tonight they're discussing
phase two of this report.
What is phase two?
Right? I don't know. We'll find out. But discussing whether to move forward with phase two of the report.
Well, that's another question for St. John's. Have they seen a copy of that?
Right.
Yeah, survey or whatever they call it, report.
Right. That was a better presentation than Blue Room, though, so that's something, I suppose.
Blue Room in terms of the engineering assessment?
Right.
Yeah.
So I didn't see any
Yeah, that was
50
his
pages of pictures.
Blue Room was paste and clip from work already done. Yeah.
But I think there's a few items on the tomorrow's agenda for them that will be of interest for sure.
For the district?
For the healthcare district, yeah. They're meeting tomorrow.
Like which?
I know Melinda's bonus is up for discussion.
They had to approve the minutes from 2 months ago. So
they have to approve minutes for 5 meetings.
Yeah.
5 meetings that are currently unavailable.
Better hurry up and get that bonus before she leaves.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's part of the problem. She's already gotten it. And now they're backtracking. Wait, should we have done that? Should we...
We better approve it because she's already gotten it.
Check.
Who writes their minutes?
I don't know.
Amanda.
No, the minutes is Kathy Anderson.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think she is now, actually, the secretary.
Oh, it was? Okay. Yeah.
So the town secretary of the board produces the minutes, as opposed to staff.
Right.
So what's the other interesting topic?
That's a great idea, you guys. Which one of you guys want to write the minutes? Because I hate that.
Forget Max it. On a roll.
Yeah,
I mean,
hey, you want to do the minutes? I don't like that job.
Mary.
So what's the other one?
I'm the chairman. What's it worth to you?
Wendy Bowman will be talking to Mark Ross.
He's here all the time.
That's right.
She's still clearly fighting to try and get her way back to the table.
If she hears from, there's nothing to report at this point.
Right. Well, and I think Mark wants nothing to do with it unless they are ready to loosen their grip on their current trajectory.
Yeah.
Which I don't think that at least some are willing to do. Then what is it? It's the ABP or something.
Oh, the ADP.
ADP.
Yeah, they want it broken down.
So they want to figure out.
So they can figure out who gets overtime and whatever, not just one lump sum.
Right, yeah. Right. There was something else. I'm not remembering at the moment.
Public comment.
I actually put it up front because, hoping to at least get it on people's radar and see if we can't increase the public participation.
Well, the mayor said he thinks that several council members from Marbleton and himself are going, and he's got several questions. Whether he'll get the opportunity to ask, I don't know.
Well, it sounds like they have fairly strict parameters.
Yeah, they always have to lay out the rules when they start.
When they can speak, for how long they can speak, and at what time they can speak in terms of... So it's not like they're hitting an agenda item. And I don't know. I've never actually been to one of the meetings.
Oh, you need to go. Oh, God, what an experience.
Yes. I get enough of that for the final town council. Right? So I'll leave that to my colleague.
This is the epitome of dysfunctional. You'd learn. It'd be good.
Well, you say that only the final town council has offered, it's been better than Monday Night Football at times. That was certainly when Mingle was on board. It was. Two personalities cut from the same cloth, albeit on opposite corners. But it was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like that on a regular basis, even. And it just so happened, ironically, that I don't know if you remember the prophetic Wyoming radio, public radio, did the article, the Donald Trump of Wyoming on the mayor here.
Oh, I did.
Like 18 months before the presidential election even, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
With that meeting, for whatever reason, and I don't know if it's because the microphone was there or what, but it was literally shouting matches darn near for the duration. And so you got some certainly rich audio from that meeting. That was sort of par for the course for the general tenor of those meetings. It's gotten slightly more civil, I suppose, but still contentious. Not quite as good as Monday Night Football anymore.
Yeah, depends who's playing.
Right.
That's because football season is long right now.
Exactly. So better than the Bachelorette. How was that?
By the way, Mr. Chairman, I guess
5 days till kickoff.
So yeah,
the mayor of Marlton's meeting with
my wife's chagrin.
The CEO from St. John's tomorrow.
Okay, gotcha.
And I don't know who else he may be meeting with. I just know.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I see that Teton County Town Council overruled their mayor.
Oh,
did
the pictures are going back up.
Put the pictures back up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And poor Chief Washkey, he's back in the drawer. Huh?
He got put back. Well, maybe they're going to leave him too. I don't know.
Well,
I don't. I hadn't heard.
Did you see that Facebook post
yes.
that Tyler Lindholm?
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To the mayor of
Jackson.
No. Oh, Jackson. Oh, yeah. I pulled it up here. Let me.
It's good.
Let me get this up here and get it read. Have you seen this, Stephen? He's the House District 1 representative. Where's one?
Oh, I'm Newcastle.
Newcastle.
Yeah.
this is pretty entertaining.
Here, your representative for House District Number 1 in the state of Wyoming. I put out a post asking what were your thoughts about the city of Jackson making a statement or passing a resolution that they were going to uphold the Paris Climate Accord. What does that actually mean for the town of Jackson? Is Jackson going to form a special district and start taxing its residents to help pay for other countries' greenhouse emissions? Is that what they're going to do? Because that's what the Paris Climate Accord did. Countries that were participating were going to pay significant sums of money to help other countries reduce their greenhouse emissions. So if they're not going to do that, maybe they're going to reduce their greenhouse emissions? Is that going to be exactly how that's done? Because last I checked, there are no coal-fired power plants in Jackson. Are they going to start lining the Tetons with wind turbines? Or, as we suspect, the city council in Jackson and the mayor in Jackson are just blown wind. Because here's the deal, and this is what it really gets down to. I mean, these are just words, and these are just resolutions, and you've got the right to free speech. A city council does, absolutely. They can say whatever they want. Personally, my opinion is, if you're going to take this stance, Jackson, and I'm speaking to you specifically, mayor and city council, Jackson, if you're going to do this and make this stance, do not hold your nose. Do not hold your nose and accept funds from the state of Wyoming legislature this next go-around during the budget session. Don't accept those funds because they've been tainted by coal. Stand your ground. Stick to your principles. This is a moral conviction stance that you've taken for the people of Jackson, and I ask that you not hold your nose. My last post, we talked about federal coal lease money, and we built a lot of schools in the state of Wyoming off that money. In fact, we're building a school next year right there in Jackson with that money. I suggest they hold out for wind lease, federal wind lease money. Hold out on that. In the state of Wyoming, we'll cut you guys' fair share, and hopefully we can pay for that school. It might take a little while, though, because as of right now, the federal government sends no federal wind lease money. They send federal coal lease payments, but we don't get any federal wind lease payments. So hold your ground, Mr. Mayor. Hold your ground. Stay strong. You know, if this is truly a moral conviction that you, and as a city council, want to take, then take that. But I don't think your constituents are going to completely agree. Maybe it's time to listen a little closer to the people. And as far as pulling down the president's pictures, I'm on the other side of the state. I've come from the most conservative district in the state of Wyoming. By far, we've got more Republicans here, registered Republicans, than any other House district. As far as I know, no public office ever took down President Obama's picture or Vice President Biden's picture. And yet, as soon as the Republicans elected, Jackson takes a stance, they're going to jerk their pitchers down. I guess that shows character, doesn't it? Anyways, I'm going to sign off here, House District 1. If anybody knows the mayor of Jackson, pass this on to him. I'd really hope that he holds his conviction and holds his high ground. And I don't know how they're going to pay for these other...
That's pretty good. That's funny.
Laid her out there, didn't he?
Wearing red trunks and joining us from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
What am I doing here?
Formal pull on all the barbershops up there, based on the photo. Trump. Everybody, if I put it back up.
That's funny.
So the council listened, apparently.
Is it routine for municipalities to have those pictures anyway? That's the first I ever knew municipalities even did that.
It is routine, but I do know they had Obama up And so I think that sort of set the stage.
I see.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I've never heard that before.
And so that's where people took offense, is why you had the previous up.
Yeah.
You had this one up, and now you're taking it down. You're turning it into a political issue at that point. And maybe they can find some new feed for the buffalo and cut down on the buffalo farts. That'll help the emission standards up there.
And the geese poop all over the yard at the visitor center.
Good time there, huh?
Increasing the emissions.
There's a lot of water.
Emissions. Figure out a way to recapture.
They make all their money on sales tax, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
That's how they survive.
Right.
And they don't cash full mills.
That's all their revenue, sales tax.
Right.
Yeah, because they don't. That was another issue that we had when we had the landfill contract also, is because they wanted all of this estimating and on done in February and March. And I'm going, not when you're an oil and gas county.
Right.
Do you have that going on? We don't know anything until May.
Right.
Well, we have to have this. Well, part of the deal is that they budget with the town. Because their budget's done. Teton County's budget was done. About the first, the end of May, first part of June, they had the final hearing. But they budget along with the town.
Yeah.
It's a totally different deal.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, their revenue stream, I mean, it's built in predictability generally.
Yeah.
It doesn't ride the roller coaster.
No.
That's all they got.
It's going to be equally long afternoon.
Different way, huh?
No, it's not.
No, we're going to get her done.
Yeah. Where is the bullwhip bat?
Did you say you stopped at
Jim? Butch may not even make it this morning.
What's that? Did you pick up one of those?
They didn't help.
They were going up the road at 8:15.
Wow.
Because that's when I talked to him.
I had some friends.
Wow.
And they were going to want to know all the answers because I was a county commissioner. I didn't have any. So I needed some information to be able to.
I would have thought, he'd be here by now, but.
Told them when they got here, they would,
just work.
We would accommodate them in the schedule.
Sure.
The schedule was loose enough, we could do that.
Yeah.
But I would have guessed they'd have been here earlier than this.
I'm sure Butch is covering all his bases.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Come on in.
Yep.
We're waiting for you.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, we're ready for you.
We know
right
you're
up
excited.
Here
in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How are you all?
Good.
How are you?
Good,
you?
Good, thanks. Good.
So, Mr. Chairman, this is Billy Hamby. This is Andy Nelson.
Hi, Billy.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
You too.
Hi, Billy.
Hi.
Joe Bowser.
Nice to meet you.
Good to see you.
I'm Bill with David Burnett.
Nice to meet you.
Hi again.
Good to see you.
Congratulations.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
Well, welcome here.
Thank you.
We'll turn the time over to you.
Okay. Well, I guess I had some questions for you guys, but Mr. McLean answered a lot of them.
Okay.
But a lot of them are more specific to you all. So, first, I just want to tell you all that I'm very excited. So, thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve as this position because I'm very excited. So, I got settled in last week, started last Monday. Got settled in Thursday. I went over to Big Piney, met with Joan Mitchell over there. She's great. So we set up a schedule where I'm going to go over there every Thursday from about 9 to 1. And they've got me set up so that I can actually work. My computer and everything works so I can work on stuff over there. had lunch with them. It was great. Gosh, they were very happy to have me over there. So I think if I do 9 to 1 over there, that gives me time to meet with people, then sit and have lunch with everybody and just kind of answer any questions. So I met quite a few veterans last week. So, yeah. And I actually ran into Cheryl in the parking lot yesterday. I saw her. So that was good. I got a chance to ask her a couple questions because I think she used to go to Bondurant and Boulder as well, but I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. I'm not sure what her schedule was or how often she went out there. Maybe more like once a month or once every couple months or something. Yeah, so any questions that you guys have for me or any specific things that you guys want from me that you didn't get before?
Mr. McLean mentioned he was going to send you to Kimmer to work beside them. Have you had a chance to?
No, I've been on the phone with her about every day, just asking her questions. She's very knowledgeable, Nancy is. So okay. I've asked her a lot of questions. She's helped me through a lot of stuff. Yeah, I think he wanted me to get familiar with everything before he sent me anywhere. So I'm still trying to do that first. So, yeah.
Very good.
He did mention something about asking you guys, would you rather, when I go to Big Piney once a week, I guess, would it be easier for me to use a county car or get reimbursed for my mileage? That was what he wasn't sure of. So
let's ask the boss.
Okay. Either way is fine with me.
Well,
so.
Since you're not a county employee.
Because I'm Sweetwater County.
You're
right
not a county employee.
You can't use a county vehicle.
Okay. Okay. Well, that answers that question.
That.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They should build the mileage into your budget.
Right. And I think that there's a reimbursement tool for that. So I just put in for it every week or something like that. So.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think that was about it. Did you guys have any other specific questions?
The only thing I would mention is just keep in mind that if you get through the training and you get on into the doing the job, if you have questions or concerns about how we're working, how you're working with Sweetwater County, and if you think it's an issue, call Mac,
okay.
And he'll bring it to our attention. He's
okay.
Kind of our point of contact now for the veterans.
Okay.
And if we have issues, then we visit with the Sweetwater County Commissioners, and they in turn then visit with the VSO people.
Okay.
There. So that's kind of the process.
Right. Now, let's see. So I went, I did go to the American Legion meeting this last week, and then I'm going to go to the VFW meeting as well, the next one that they have down here, just to introduce myself, whatever. I met Spencer from Big Piney.
He's the commander.
Met him, yep, so I'm going to try to go to his next meeting as well. They have it right there at the Senior Center, I'm going to try to go over there. Then, let's see, I talked with some folks from the American Legion about possibly doing an open house, either up there or at the Legion Hall or something, just to introduce me, to the veterans in the area that might not know me. So I don't know if you think that'd be a good idea. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll work something out there. I want to try to get with Bob and do a PSA on K-Pine, if that would be okay. Maybe do some kind of an announcement in the paper, too, that there's a new VSO. And then I talked to Gary as well about maybe getting a booth in one of the PAC health fairs that they have or something over there, too, just to hand out you know, veterans benefits booklets or anything like that, I guess. So, let's see. And then I also talked to Nancy from Kemmer about meeting with, like, our local social services groups, just so get my information to those guys so that they know. I have been working with Bonnie at the food bank because I think there's a veteran that's local that's having some financial difficulties or something like that, so I'm working with her on getting the information from them, I guess, because mm-hmm. I guess there's some programs out there to assist veterans, but the veteran has to be able to provide a financial statement and kind of a reason why they're having difficulties, that kind of thing. So I'm working with her on that.
So Billy, you might want to contact, I don't know if you know Kathy Anderson. She's over here in the treatment court.
Oh, she is? Okay.
But she kind of leads up a group called Coordinated Care. And Coordinated Care are the social service agencies.
Okay.
And they meet, I don't know how often, but they do meet regularly. Might be quarterly or
okay.
I think it's monthly.
And it's just, do you have her phone number maybe you could give to me later? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get that from me or meet with her. Yeah. Just because I think there might be some veterans in the community that haven't came forward to identify themselves or we don't know about. Also, we had talked about in my interview possibly going out to some of the oil field companies and doing... Oh, good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Possibly doing... just a short little, if they have a quarterly safety meeting or something, just kind of going out there and introducing myself as the VSO, because I know QEP has a few veterans, and I'm sure the other oil companies do too, so.
One of the biggest issues going back through the years, and we've had this discussion with the commanding general of the National Guard in Wyoming, I can't think of his name now. Anyway, there's a lot of, and maybe it's changed some now, but a lot of veterans returning from the Iraq War, that they're young, they come here, they get a job in the oil field, and even though when they were discharged, it might have been mentioned to them that, you know, when you get situated, there's a VSO office mm-hmm. somewhere near you. They're young, they're anxious to get a job, and they just don't do it.
Right.
And then if they have issues, they've kind of forgotten, they don't know where to go. So I think the idea of about going to the companies, you know, I think that's an excellent idea, because it might put you in contact with some veterans that have some issues that otherwise they don't even know what's available.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
Okay.
Casey Lear has a lot of veterans on his department, too.
Oh, does he? The sheriff's department? Okay.
A few.
And one of the things I did, Cheryl had kind of a list of people that she contacted regularly, and I contacted the jail because I think there's special circumstances for veterans that are incarcerated, so I made sure that they knew that I was the new person and that they could contact me if they took somebody in, or I don't know if they do a intake when they bring them in, or if they have, like, a questionnaire. Maybe they ask people when they... take them in if they're a veteran, so. Yeah.
One thing, maybe give some consideration to, at least for the first year or till, try to get the word out to get people know you, might possibly be a booth at the county fair.
That's what we talked about as well, yeah, definitely.
Okay, good.
Because I think it's free to put a booth out there even. Not like, I think Rendezvous, because we talked about Rendezvous where you have to kind of pay for a booth, but I think at the fair it's free.
I'm not sure, but we can check that out.
Okay.
I know you've got to pay for, like, on an election year for a political booth. You
right.
You pay for that, but
right.
We can ask Jay.
Yeah, for the public fair service.
Right.
Public service, it might be free.
Might be
okay.
Free, yeah.
And then I think I'm a member of the chamber. But if not, I'll find out for sure. I'll contact them to see when that membership might be up that I can do. So, yeah, so I think that's all the questions that I had specifically for you all.
Okay.
Do you guys have anything else for me?
Do you have a card you can give her back for
yeah,
point
okay.
of contact?
Okay, well, that's, you guys have anything else for me?
I don't think we
during the interview, Gary mentioned you'd come in, or him and you possibly would come in quarterly and kind of do a little report.
That's what he talked about. I met with him on Friday. I went down to Green River and met with him, and he mentioned coming to these meetings maybe quarterly or something like that, and just giving you a report, like how many veterans I'm talking to, or you know, new things that are going on, that kind of thing. So if that's
I would appreciate that.
Okay.
You bet.
That's what I thought too. So I'll just make sure I get on Mary's schedule for every quarter or something.
Perfect.
That'll work.
Yeah, and if you guys have any questions or anything for me, please just let me know. If you want to see something different, or you know, let me know.
If there's anything we can do to help, let us know.
I will, definitely. Mm-hmm. Once again, thank you guys. I'm very excited. So this is going to be great. Thank you.
Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you so much. You guys have a good day.
Thank you.
See you. Thank you.
Maybe we can stall just a minute and see if Butch shows up before we adjourn. Once we adjourn, we're going to adjourn from this meeting.
Mm-hmm. Are we just budget is all we have?
Did you hear anything back text wise, man?
Well, I guess my question is for Butch. Other than what he's doing right now, it's just a regular report. Am I correct?
Yeah. Yeah, his regular report. So, but we'll hang out for a few more minutes and see if he shows up.
I'd like to hear what he lost fresh on his mind.
Yeah,
I imagine we could have some fresh road washouts.
I was up there Saturday, and there was a few slopes and stuff that even on the spot where Butch was addressing the.
What's that?
Are we doing a collection for Park?
Yeah, that's right. Mary. That's right.
Yeah, I want to donate to Bart.
Donate to Bart's fund. See what I got in my pocket. Oh, look at here.
$1.95.
Look what I can do.
Perfect.
Okay.
You donate a buck, not for all of them?
No. Sorry.
Got any money for anybody else?
No, I'd have to stop by the office if I was going to do that, so.
I gave her some the other day for me.
Good. I already got some in my envelope.
Okay.
I have a shrine kid in my office.
Corey, you have a what?
Corey in my office is a shrine kid.
Is she?
Oh, I'll be done.
She is.
Well, for her, she's not giving up for me.
She has no
I'll giving up flowers.
Yeah, I'm saving it.
Huh?
I'm saving it.
I just don't know how much to donate.
I'll bring you by some later.
Okay. And we have.
Is there an ATM in town?
Yeah, the bar. What's there's one at Country Lane too.
Bar.
Where else would you need an ATM?
I don't know who it is.
Run out of money, you can't.
Well, I've got enough to make a donation. But if I go by and do the boat registration, I need $70. But where are we at right now?
I can cover you for $7.
Seven.
The position. Yeah, it's
I just don't know.
They'll take your credit card.
Game and fish?
Sure they
we
will.
Put the ad out on our website and well it's on Wild Path. Yes.
Right.
Look at that.
Ooh,
so we're going to advertise 2 weeks.
Kind of guy.
3 weeks.
That's what I was thinking.
Well,
they
run for free, so we'll just run them until we get to. I have one application.
You already have one application? Okay.
From
good.
Someone local.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Good deal. We
need to.
Mary just puts that in her own pocket.
Good thing I got a pocket today.
Yeah, don't drop it.
Working out well.
That prescription.
Oh, yeah.
We got to do that.
We can do that before we go to lunch on the way over.
On the way over. Sure.
Did you gentlemen see the response to the email? Somebody asking about planning and zoning issues, and I responded to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't either.
Okay. Scott Sherbel.
Oh yes, yeah that. Yeah, just asked, did see.
What's going on, and can he proceed forward? And I just told him he's going to have to wait until we get it
right,
get back on our feet.
Yeah.
I think 32 months.
Didn't I send you guys an update on how we're operating?
Yes,
you did.
Okay. Yep.
You did. So yeah.
And I ran into Dennis, and they had a meeting. Was it last Thursday or is it this?
No, they canceled their meeting.
Well, I thought they were going to go ahead.
I thought they were going ahead with it. Dennis acted like they were going ahead with it because they had.
And Matt was going to be there with
Matt.
Them.
Were,
well, they posted that the agenda was canceled, so okay. I don't know.
Possibly, yeah.
Then they may have.
Okay.
Yeah, then they may.
They only had, they had like a minor subdivision and then a couple of code changes.
Right.
And I know that Matt was.
Mac and Mama was.
They were planning on going ahead.
Okay.
And then I don't know what happened after that because it was after I left last week.
Okay.
So.
Any inquiries?
I have one application from someone local.
No, not many calls.
Was it the same one you and I had a call
Timbuktu?
No.
No?
Someone totally different. No. Because I did have a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
I had one also.
Since I've been authorized,
did you tell them to apply?
I will.
Okay.
I haven't.
I had a question.
They were a little early on their phone.
Oh.
Since I've been authorized to speak for Commissioner Rahauser, can I also volunteer for him?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
But just on July 3rd.
Yes.
Yeah. It's only good for one day.
I'm afraid I'm going to come back
offer.
And be right up to here.
It's a one-time offer.
One-time offer. July 3rd.
Oh, got to hope I never miss a meeting. Huh?
Yeah.
Was it, am I right?
Oh, I don't know.
Mm.
We'll have to compare notes. Yeah. I did know the one that we posted on WildPass.
There's
a couple more. There were a couple more ads on there, but.
Are you going to do anything on Pinedoll Online?
Not right now.
Okay.
Will we do anything any other place except for that organization that's a statewide organization?
We wanted to try for a little bit and see what we
just
got.
See what comes in.
Sure.
If somebody's in that, is in
field.
The planning field in Wyoming, they're looking at that.
Sure.
Or even if they're not in Wyoming, they're looking
they're
at
looking
that.
They're looking at that. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Mark.
Gentlemen.
Come
Mark,
on
how
in.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey,
good.
Mark.
Oh, I need to call back.
Oh, yeah.
How's your morning? It was good.
Good. Good.
Productive, obviously.
Went for a little drive.
Oh, hey, been down that road.
But you know you have.
I've been down that road.
When you go for a drive with Butch, you know you've been on one.
You
covered every inch of it.
I've never seen
Butch.
Anybody go for 10 miles on the wrong side of the road.
He got things to look at.
He does. He looks out his window. Yeah. So good fishing trip?
Yeah.
Good.
How did Burroughs
enjoy
it?
Come on up, Butch. He's come straight
he
to the front.
Jesus.
Yeah, you're not even going to give you a minute.
No.
That's awesome.
So the guys have just arrived.
Really?
Awesome.
Really?
Oh, that's
yeah.
What we
do.
Monster.
Yeah, let's
and a
do that.
Yeah, it's the same
yep.
Day. The top two fish.
So he had a great
right.
Trip.
We'll see
then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So see something good can come out of something
yeah.
Bad.
All right.
Sit down.
Come on up.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, let's have the report first, or
Matt.
Do this business first, and then
yeah.
Go
Matt's
through.
On his way.
Matt. Oh, Matt's on his way. We got to wait for Matt, so why don't you give us your report first, Butch? How's
okay.
That?
Does this make you feel better, Butch?
Pardon?
Does this make you feel better if I turn that on?
Yeah, hell yeah. Nancy Espenshire, her fence is all down up there. We talked a little bit about it before, so went and looked at it. It's right on the edge of the road, so we've been tearing it up for years, but there's about a mile and a half. So I asked her, I said, well, if we're going to give you like all these posts and it's going to be probably more, we'll be doing more of it. So I asked her about getting a wider easement and we build the fence, set it back. She said, okay. And I put out there 100 feet and it'd be just one side for a mile and a half.
Okay.
So.
And where's that, Butch?
Up Middle Piney.
Okay.
Hmm. We'll probably end up with a, some kind of parking lot up there. We'll end up not plowing all the way up to the forest if we can get out of it. We ended up too much snow, so we ended up dropping it back anyway last year. So I don't see no reason to keep going up there.
Okay.
Unless we, so something happens, we have to.
The proposed agreement at this point is we get a 100-foot easement and we build the fence. They maintain it?
Yep. Exactly.
So let's get that in writing before we start.
Yeah, it'll have to be money. Like a, yeah. I don't know, whatever you do there.
Yeah.
Get mapped. Make a document.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done some of them easements before with fences and stuff, so. Well, we did meet with the Forest Service last Friday. Didn't come up with much, except we went up and looked at it again today. I don't know if we got, there's still the same plans as we had. We're not sure which way is going to work best.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay. If we take over responsibility of rocks, easements, all that sort of stuff, is that something that will put you in a bind?
No, I don't think it will me or the county.
Okay.
But I don't know if they'll do that. They don't do it on any of the roads. The BLM doesn't actually do that either. Hmm. On all their roads, we just have an easement. So I got in trouble with that once before, too. They said that I got the right to build the road and maintain it, but as far as utilities and pipelines and stuff like that, I can designate where they go. But a lot of the easement or the putting in utilities are signed by both of us, them and us. So okay. I don't know what, if that's probably a federal regulation, it probably is. So I don't know if we'll ever get the easement, but we may get some control of the rocks on the easement. That right. may be that.
Some sort
or at least
of
so we can get rid of them. That's all we're mainly after.
Okay.
All right. So, Mr. Chairman, you were asking in terms of putting them in a bind. That means in terms of predicted work or future work or removing those rocks and that type of thing?
Right.
Well, I wasn't sure.
One thing.
That's what I mean. Is
yeah.
We did talk about that meeting that we hadn't brought up here was the idea if we get that grant for that next phase of including taking care of those rocks as part of the contract for the next, for phase two. And the Forest Service seemed amenable to trying to do that if we can. I don't know what, how it, like the problem I see with that is the cost and will that throw it out of kilter with what they think they can do with phase two of the project.
There might be such a thing as if contractors and people want rocks, we let them have them until the phase two happens and then see what's left over because we may get it narrowed down to where it's bad.
Could be.
Yeah.
What would, approach that today there was kind of two options. Forest Service keeps their rocks and then it takes the liability, or we do. Which option collectively? Which option collectively do you guys think is the best for the county?
Well, I didn't know if you could do phase two with the with us having the rocks.
Right.
If they put in the grant. That was, I thought of that just then, but I don't know if that's what to say there.
Some of that still is oversight of how those rocks are pulled out, and I think it's better off it's better off for the county to have that oversight.
We're the ones who have to maintain the road.
Yeah.
So it just
county
makes sense that
the counties and
if we have oversight of how they're handled, who's
the
there, what time of year, all that stuff is
lots of ways to handle that.
Yeah.
So I think the next step in my mind is we propose that, and if they accept it, then that's what we do.
Based on the map that the Wheeling can appear that would identify access points and reasonable places that get off the road and get rocks and that sort of thing. But I think once we do that, then it's time to sit down again with the Forest Service. Wasn't that your understanding, Mike?
Yeah.
And try and figure out where we go from here. We're not going to figure it out today.
I think in between then and I can get the plan to you guys and the Forest Service and the BLM, so everybody gets a look at kind of what the game plan is, go over it with Butch, and then maybe there's some decisions that can be made at the next meeting. Okay. Regarding that, or if we can get a meeting set up with them in between time or soon thereafter. So,
Joel, do you think it's possible, if the plan's available, to have Trish and Rob meet us here so we can just move through this?
If we can ask.
I guess some of that depends on the plan, too. So
there's probably some advantage to having Trish involved in this.
I agree.
I don't think we'd have got where we got the other day without her being there. And so I would rather, if we have to, schedule it when she can be there.
When she can be there.
Yeah. She's a key part of this, yes.
Well, let's get a plan put together then, and then we can propose it and find a time to get together with Trish. Go ahead.
Just one other question, and following up with your question about the having extra workload or whatever for the maintenance, a road and bridge to do. Butch, would there be, in terms of doing that, would there be other equipment that you may need or involve to carry out that expectation?
No. We got track hose and stuff, and rocks are too big, you just break them down.
Yeah. So you're okay with it?
Did you meet with their blaster?
No, nobody's called. Waiting on them, but
they got reassigned to MEMS the rest of this week, monitoring some federal monitoring program for vegetation.
Oh.
So both the Haywards got pulled off the rocks and sent elsewhere.
Well, it'd be good if they blow them rocks. I mean, that's a big deal.
So that's who's handling for the Forest Service?
Yeah, they're the ones that blow them. They've got the expertise in blowing the rocks.
Chad
and Gary.
Chad
both.
And Gary.
They work together on it. Yeah, they're good at it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got a plan there, right?
Mike? I think we're where we need to be.
All right.
So you want to start the federal lands?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that so we can get him where he needs to be.
You know Mike?
I'm Micah Ledford.
Hi, Mike.
Mike, how are you?
Micah.
Okay.
Pleasure to meet you,
you
Mike.
You too.
You bet.
Well, so we went up and looked at the road. I think you guys should sign off on it. I'm agreeable to that. And so is Mark. So,
okay.
On getting this thing straightened out. And we got several ideas for taking care of the back slopes and things like that, too.
Okay. So is there any issues with us signing this today? And then I guess you're going to get some of the backslope stuff fixed later? Or?
Part of that plan,
Chairman,
is to go ahead and put together contour maps of those areas. Some of those, Micah thinks we can put a rock wall in that will hold it back, and they've got expertise to do that if we give them that information. So.
Okay.
I think our plan is to work together and then see where we end up. Maybe the county does it and gets reimbursed for it.
Okay.
It's just things to work through. There's another contractor Mike was going to talk to. So just we've got some plans moving ahead if we get that information to them. And there's about three or four areas that want to take the slopes back and make it better for snow and drainage.
So there's still a little work to be done.
But and Micah, probably time you waded in on this, so.
Yeah, so I think specifically, and you guys just jump in here if it's not, I think you have a couple slopes that have to do with snow removal and Butch's ability to create some windbreaks and some other things. I think those two are probably isolated. Those are in addition to the contract, frankly. There's two slopes that should have been excavated and created more ditch, and they weren't for various reasons. Not really concerned about what those are right now, but I think one slope's pretty pretty straightforward. It's probably got some decent sized rock in it that they'll have to deal with, but it levels off pretty quick, and I don't think it's going to be an issue. There's a bigger cut that was cleared during our contract that I think we have to tread lightly on. You could make that into a lot bigger deal than it needs to be. I think there's a lot of nested rock in there. So that's what Mark was alluding to. I think we would be willing to design the rockery for that, and you know, whether the county does that with their forces or if we look at another contract, I think the thought there is doing something this summer. You guys doing that is probably the most efficient way to get that done before you go through another winter.
Do we need to enter into another contract then?
No, I mean, in my opinion, we got two things going on. I mean, the acceptance of this is the acceptance of the contract that was completed, but we do have an MOA or an MOU, one of the two, with you guys, and I think that's the overarching agreement between us for this project.
So, in that light, would we be able to use that leftover funding to do this work that was part of the contract?
I mean, the simple answer is yes, but it gets a little convoluted. So, I think what's important to know is whatever the current cost is on the job, there's obviously the 9.57% match calculation, right? Is what we're talking about doing, I think, between Mark's help with, you know, some of the survey, 10 files, we can take that, generate some rockery things, is we create some quantities, and we'll agree that this scope of work is roughly worth X dollars. Is the way this would work is you add that to what's already been spent and then recalculate the match, if that makes sense. And since you guys have done it, if you guys are doing it, it's a cost to you guys, so it counts as your match. But the calculation's a little bit goofy. I just want you guys to be aware of that. And that's not something, I only know this the hard way. I had the first access job in Colorado. I can't, if that work is $200,000 and you owe $500,000 in match, we can't just count it to the match. You gotta count it to the job and then recalculate the match. Mm-hmm. So that's an equation right out of the, right out of the bill. So that's, and again, I've done that the hard way, but it's part of the project. I think what we all need to be aware of in that one cut is what concerns me is, I mean, I think we have to be fairly smart about what we're doing there and create some more ditch capacity, try to help out with the drainage issues there. But I think we need to be careful just tying into that.
It couldn't drain there and run across the road and wash the other slope out.
Yeah.
So it's definitely it's an issue.
Yep.
Commissioner Noble, you had another comment, or?
Boy, I don't remember.
Okay, good.
It's a one-time deal. I got my comment in for that.
Good. It's your recommendation that we sign the contract, the agreement.
Yeah, the road's good, and the work they did. I mean, asphalt's solid.
Okay. And you're convinced about then that we will do the work that is needed. And then we will get reimbursed for that work.
Through that calculation piece, yes. I mean, it'll count as an in-kind
match.
Less match. It's an in-kind match.
Okay.
Whatever that comes to, then I got match you. That 9% again.
So that will be applied.
That calculation.
So, I mean, let's say, just use round numbers. We've spent $1 million, and there's a match calculation for that. Let's say you go spend another $300,000. You add that $300,000. The million, so now your job is worth $1.3 million. You recalculate the match, mm-hmm. and since you guys did that work, that can be counted towards your
counted match. Toward our match.
And I think the important thing there is that's gone through the program decision committee. I mean, I don't understand if this is entirely accurate, but we try to follow what each state does, and it is our understanding, or at least that program decision committee agreed, that in-kind match was not allowed for access in Wyoming. They agree on this one that they will allow it for these couples.
Okay. Matt, are you comfortable with all this?
Yeah, I'm not sure I quite understand the reimbursement calculation, but I would defer to Butch, and if he's happy with the project, I want to see the project acceptance letter signed. I know Micah does as well.
I get the reimbursement. I understand.
Yeah, if the money guy understands it, then I'm good.
I mean, I think that the key thing there is I do think you guys got a heck of a road. I think, you know, these slopes make sense to me. I mean, obviously, you get to see it after your snow melt and see the issues there. I think, you know, I can help with the calculation piece. I don't think we're counting out that if we have a mechanism to do the work, you know, we'll entertain that. But I think we're going to try to move forward of getting a plan and quantifying what needs to happen.
And then allowing Butch to do the work.
Yeah, allowing Butch to do the work. And this, frankly, I think puts us all at an unwarranted risk. I mean, because we've got a contract right now that we can't close out or really shouldn't close out without your guys' concurrence. And that's where I'm going, is I think the MOU, the MOA is our overarching agreement. This just allows a third party to sit around and think about things that happened on the job. And I mean, again, we've learned that the hard way. You give someone too much time to think about things, and all of a sudden you have a claim that could have been avoided. So I think this is pretty critical.
Okay. Well, what do you call this document?
Just an acceptance letter.
Okay.
It's not an agreement, just acceptance.
Do we need a motion, Mr.
Yes,
Chairman?
We do.
I move we approve the acceptance letter.
I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the acceptance letter with Central Federal Lands Highway Division. Any further discussion on it? Anybody? Matt? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Micah, do you feel like pretty strong that the committee will help us follow through in fixing the issues that are there? Or
yeah, I can speak on behalf of that. For I mean, these two, again, I think the rock issue, I think we can maybe, if you guys so choose, if you want a discussion with the forest to just our opinion on that, I mean, that rock's generated from the job.
Discussion?
The discussion is, I think, where we'd like to go. If there's a feasible, economical way to get rid of that, I think that's something that needs to be discussed. And then these two cut slopes, you know, you're lacking some ditch there. Again, why those things weren't done, I'm not going to pretend to know or even speak to, but don't have an issue supporting that they get done.
In the discussion with the Forest Service, if we choose to take over the liability and the rocks ourselves, can you have any influence on helping us acquire that?
I would hope so. I mean, again, I think the key thing there is, I mean, the rock's generated from the job, right? And if you guys have an opportunity to get rid of that rock in a feasible manner, I think we all need to support that, right? I mean, because someone mentioned if and when the next phase. I mean, I think my thoughts there would be is it's a secondary thing. I wouldn't make it a critical piece of that, because it could turn into a significant amount of work if you don't.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if people are taking it, that's a good thing. But if you have to go find a place to store that and haul it somewhere, that can turn into a different cost. So I think it's. It's worth
when you state that the rocks were generated from the job. So, in your mind, does that qualify the piles that are off the easement as our responsibility too, or just to help clarify that?
Yeah, I think we would support. And again, I know it's going to take further discussions. And I think at this point, I'm going to wait for you guys to tell me that you want our engagement on it, unless you feel different. But. You know, I think it is a byproduct of the job, and if there's, from the access standpoint, we want the most economical way to get rid of that. And if there's a way that people are willing to come take it and it saves the access program money and you guys money, then we would be pushing for that. Even with a mineral discussion. I mean, that's not the first time I've been down this road, so.
Okay. All right. I think all parties are comfortable with this agreement, then. Is that right? Okay.
I do got one thing about that. If we was to get all them files, would they make us move them? On there?
Well, I would hope not. That would be part of the discussion.
Yeah.
If that's part of the story, we don't want them.
Yeah.
Because you and I both know that to move rocks more than once is a waste of time.
That was the only thing I come up with at the last.
But the piles would be really good for moving that slope back to access them quick and get that done rather than have to pick them.
Well, the key to the whole thing is managing how they're removed and so we don't do over damage to the pavement or the easement that costs a lot of money to fix that. And that, I think the Forest Service recognizes that as well. No matter who's in control of them. But if it's our road and we're responsible for fixing the, keeping the easements up, it makes sense that we have control over that instead of another entity.
Okay, excellent. I think we're there, Micah.
Okay, appreciate you guys' time.
Yep.
No, thank you for coming. Yeah,
thanks for coming and getting her straight. It's been a long road, but it's done. So.
Sounds like you had an earful this morning.
Oh, yeah.
You got tag team pretty bad.
I wonder what took you so long.
It's what happens when you come without me.
I hope
this doesn't influence our other
you didn't
grants
in
we
by
put
9
in.
O'clock.
Yeah. I think we just need to hit some of these issues on the front end. I mean, if that job was shortlisted, we talked about this. I mean, for you guys, for them, everybody, we need to know,
mm-hmm.
you know, what we're getting into.
Well, we're glad you're finally here.
So I think if those other projects are moved forward in a shortlist fashion, then those are discussions we'd expect to have before it's even programmed.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's just, we can't take on the uncertainty with some of this stuff.
Yeah. Okay. That'd be a good idea. All right. Thank you, Micah.
Yep. Thank you,
appreciate
guys.
It.
Appreciate
it.
Yep. Your time.
Thank you.
Travel
you.
Safe.
Thank you.
You bet.
All
right.
No, I got a copy. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm
good.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you. See you.
I would never see him again.
I was going to say, he looked pretty good.
Actually,
you guys
no, it was good.
Huh? A pleasure. He seems really good. I'm glad he was here.
Seems
oh, yeah.
Good to work with.
We should have done that a year ago.
Wish he would have started on the job.
Back to these rock permits.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to need to do some rock work down at Reardon. Yeah. Told you guys about it, so
yeah.
It's down there by Jay McGinnis's around that curve.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long stretch. I haven't went down with an engineer and mapped it out. What do you want to do about a rock permit guy? Want to stick with Brian Gray? What do you want to do?
Rock permit guy.
To do
permits
another
to put
permit
rocks
for,
in the river.
For a different project
oh,
down
to get
the river.
From the core.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
permit?
Yeah. Just stay with Brian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got to, it'll take some time to do that, and it's going to take time to haul it. It's a long haul.
Do you have time for
them? We'll probably hire the
hauler,
the and then we'll put them in. It's not much to put them in. But
okay.
Have to get with Jay. There's going to be several things there and make sure we ain't stepping on somebody's toes. Might be. Some of that might be out of the easement. We may have to do a survey and make sure the creek's on our side. I don't know.
Sure, Brian.
Depends on Jay, a lot
of
it.
Right.
Because it's headed for the road all around that curve, so.
Right.
There'll be a few things to go through. Okay. And Vickery's, we can't do until the water goes down. It's too high. And it's getting close.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Anything else, Butch? Mark?
Ben is doing a good job on the Dresden City Road there. Got the pit run in on the subdivision part of it. They'll start on crush base this week, so I would guess. We've got the exception letter in to the BLM to try to get in before the 30th of June, 1st of July. The last word I got from Tracy was that she was she was running through the upper echelon, so whatever that means, but we may be closer to getting in earlier.
Okay.
I've just got a couple. I got some bids to do the asphalt patch at the fairgrounds. I know Jay had talked to you and I wasn't present, but that number came in at $9,420. From Teletractors to do that. They're going to be in Marbleton doing other asphalt work too. So there
do
is
we
that
have
number.
Them scheduled to do the clinic
I've got the number on that. Okay. I got it yesterday, actually, and that number was $30,291, which was pretty close to my estimate that I had. But that is both those projects. Those are the two that involve asphalt. There's a little bit of concrete work. The 4-H building, I'm going to put together a manual and get it to all the local contractors because it fits the bill for, you know, everybody around as far as that's concerned. So,
are those the only two bids we got there?
Yes.
I mean, from the same company?
Yes.
They're the only ones that bid?
Yes.
Okay.
I basically only asked them to do it. To go elsewhere, we'd go either Lewis HK.
Right.
Probably. These are local guys, right. So.
Okay. We will need a motion to accept those.
So moved.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the bids.
I'm not sure about this one, but I probably should abstain from that.
Well, it's okay. I'm going to ask for more further comment here in a second. So there's been a motion and a second to approve the Marbleton Clinic parking lot project and the Sublette County Fairgrounds asphalt project to whom again?
Teletractors
in the amount of $30,291 and $9,420 respectively. Further comment?
The only clarification I have, I think the money to pay for the asphalt at the clinic will come out of the fund for the lease.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
And we've known on the fairgrounds project, I have some funding for that.
In Jay's budget?
Yeah, in Jay's budget, and if he's short, I've still got some other funding, too.
Okay,
that's cool. In the general fund, so it wouldn't be a problem to cover that.
Yeah. All right, very good. Any further discussion on this? Commissioner Noble, you're going to abstain from voting in this one? That's fine. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries with one abstention. Okay.
We'll get the paperwork ready. And just to update you, I got a certified letter in the mail from the BLM yesterday regarding the Eamon Lane right away that we acquired. Well, it's been a work in progress for a couple years now, but there's some items in it that we're not comfortable with, so I'm just going to write a letter back to them. There's just some technical issues with measurements that are wrong and quite a few stipulations on it that don't make sense for a county road. You know, no surface use for part of the year is one of them, so I'm going to just go back, see what we can get resolved on the low end.
Is this for where it goes by that little corner of BLM? Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's rock from one end of it to the other.
Yeah.
What's that?
You can throw a rock down there.
Oh, yeah. It's only
100 feet.
Twice the distance.
There's about four stipulations on it. But we'll tell you, I don't want to.
It's what?
Right.
It's not perpetual.
And it's not perpetual, so.
Oh, my.
That'd be great to close Eamon Lane for that one.
Yeah, for the winter, we'll close Eamon Lane.
But no construction should commence until a certain date.
Right.
It's been done.
It sounds like it was one of their form letters that they just didn't change.
I might be meeting with Zinke next week. Maybe I'll bring this up.
Well, I'll get a letter
of what we deal
together,
with.
And I didn't want to, you know, not go through the right channels to start with, but we'll see where we can end up on that.
Okay.
So nobody's signing it at this point. So
sounds good, Mike. Thanks for bird dogging that for us. All right. Anything further, gentlemen? Nope. Excellent. Nope. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Later. Yeah. We'll schedule another trip.
Yeah, let's do. What about the budget?
We're coming back
this afternoon.
Ask Mary when she wants you back. Or if she
does.
I'll take care of it.
No.
She does.
I would talk to Joe.
You're good.
Okay.
You sure?
Yeah. Don't need you back.
And if you have trouble finding any more rocks, I took a tour of Bush. I know where they are.
Did you?
Okay, well.
All right. See you guys.
They just kind of sprout up.
Right. So I would entertain a motion to adjourn the Board of County Commissioners meeting at this time.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn the Board of County Commissioners meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
So we're out of the County Commissioners meeting. We will meet back here at 1 o'clock to continue our budget workshop.
My question of Mark was, there was a discussion about moving some rocks to put on the hillsides to keep it from sloughing off. Mm.